Our guest at the cafe this morning is Harold Banner movie critic Alice Reese. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, we are upon the summer blockbuster season with the Memorial Day weekend at hand.
Right.
Yeah, so it'll be big movies from here on in for quite some time. We have talked briefly about Aladdin the last time you were in. We were kind of looking ahead to this blockbuster season, but now Aladdin is out, and this is a live-action version by Disney. It's a Disney movie, and I guess it's everything a Disney movie we would expect a Disney movie to be.
Right. They did it with Beauty and the Beast. They took the animated version and they made it into live action, and they're planning to do The Lion King the same way.
Yeah.
And they own all these things. Also, these are all Broadway plays, too. They've done very well with them in that venue. This time, the big success of Aladdin had been Robin Williams as the voice of the genie. And so they talked about, this was years, it's been in the making, and finally they gave the part to Will Smith. And he's a comedian, so he's pretty good in the role. And but having to do it as CGI, actually, it was pretty amazing what they do, make him get in and out of this magic lamp.
So this is, I'm guessing, fairly special effects heavy?
Yes, very much so. And they have creatures that fly around. There's a parrot, or I guess it's some kind of bird. He's a very big red bird, and he is called Iago, and he's the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jafar, he goes and eavesdrops for him, the bad guy. And the story's the same as it always is with the Princess Jasmine. And she's played by Naomi Scott, who is a British actress and singer. It's a musical. And Aladdin is played by someone I hadn't heard of before. He's from Canada, and his name is Mino Massoud. And he, too, was chosen, especially for his great singing voice.
This is a family-oriented movie. It's a PG-rated movie. Are adults going to enjoy this?
I think they will. They seem to at the preview. The kids mentioned how scared they were. The bad guys are really bad. But we expected this. I thought it'd be a lot more so, because Guy Ritchie, of all people in a million years, I never would have thought of him ever doing a musical, much less this kind of a family movie. Because, well, he did the Sherlock Holmes with Robert Downey Jr., those movies, and Jude Law. But before that, he had gratuitous violence in all of his movies. They were tough, very R-rated.
He's the director of the movie, yeah. Now, this says, a review says, a throwback to the 1950s and the heyday of the MGM musical, when various countries and cultures were packaged into vibrant confections of song, dance, exotic sets, and costumes.
Exactly. They're different. Everyone is like of mixed race or various cultures, and they're all, I'm sure some people, they're supposed to all be in India. And the guy who plays Aladdin is from Egypt originally, not exactly. But so they make an attempt, but it is very flashy, very big. And even at the end, before the credits, there's a big musical number that looks very like Bollywood, that kind of thing.
We're talking with Alice Reese. Alice is the Harold Banner movie critic. Now, another movie coming out this weekend with a good deal less fanfare is called Booksmart. And this is a teen comedy, but it's R-rated for sexual content and language throughout drug use and drinking. But highly, highly praised, 99% positive reviews for this movie.
It deserves it. It is excellent. It is a raunchy comedy. It is very much so not for the young ones, even though it's about teenagers. And it's just absolutely hilarious. I just was crying, laughing at so much of it. There's two girls who are graduating from high school and realize that they're the top girls in the class. They never had any fun, so they're going to go out on this night before graduation and go to the cool party at Nick's aunt's house. But they've kind of been invited, but not exactly, and they don't know where it is. So it's an adventure of getting there. One of the girls is played by Beanie Feldstein, who is the sister of Jonah Hill, who did something really similar to this 12 years ago with Superbad, which has become a classic about teens and trying to get to the right party or trying to whatever. And so this one is very good, and it's directed by, of all people, Olivia Wilde, the actress. And she is dating Jason Sudeikis, who plays, he's a funny man from Saturday Night Live originally, and he is the school principal who also drives an Uber, which is kind of perfect for this. But it's very, very deserving of its critical acclaim.
Hmm. Says if you're in high school or have ever gone through the experience, you'll laugh quite a bit, wince more than once, and relate from start to finish. That's one of the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes of this.
I identified with the kid with them very much, even though I'm from a much different time. But it's being a teenager is pretty much like being a teenager, and everything that could go wrong does go for these girls. But they keep trying. They're going to go to a cool party. That's their plan.
And both of these movies are on in Greenville this weekend.
Exactly.
So that's good for our movie fans in Northeast Texas. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner Movie Critic, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.